Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. Hey, what's going on, family? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing well in spite of the weather. But you know what's up? Come on in the room. Come on in the room, honey. Go ahead and take off your shoes, your coat. Go ahead and get you something warm and soothing to drink, child. I said shaw. Anywho, just come on in and come on in our room and have a sit down. Prop your feet up. Get your favorite pillow or blankie, right? Take a deep breath in, my sisters. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what is happening, everybody? Oh, my goodness. I hope you're doing good. I hope you are doing really, really well. Yeah, y'all, the snow is here. Hello, somebody. Wow, 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 wow. I don't know how it is on your neck of the woods, but I know here where I am in Michigan, yeah, you know, we got snow. We got some snow. Yeah. And the thing about it is, let me say this too, guys, that, you know, we've been getting snow in, you know, in layers. You know, it hasn't been consistent like, you know, like last night it was. But for the past week or so, you know, it was snow, you know, for like a few hours, and then maybe a couple of more days it starts snowing again, and it'll be heavy and whatnot. So it kind of build, basically it build up. And so every time you try to shovel your path, you know, your driveway, your sidewalk, child, please, ain't no point, because you know we're gonna get some more snow. You know, but yeah, we got some snow last night. And but you know what, I am very grateful. I'm thankful to see snow. I'm grateful and thankful to see this day in spite of what is going on around us. We should just be grateful just to see this day. But I do want you all to stay safe. Do not go out. If you have to, child, please take your time, okay? Ain't no need to rush. Ain't no need to, you know, try to drive, you know, 60 miles per hour. Ain't no, you know, even if you're on the highway, those of you who have to work across, you know, have to take the highway to get to work or what have you, honey, drive below the speed limit. I'm telling you, it is so not worth driving 70 miles or 80 miles or whatever miles you choose. Okay, you just drive slow. Okay, really, just drive slow. But yeah, this snowstorm, man, it is hitting. Oh man, it's just hitting from the Midwest all the way to the Northeast. And you know, I know how it is up home, back home in Jersey and New York, where they have already been hit before. You know, we're used to it. You know what I'm saying? We're used to it. For the majority of us who are from New Jersey, New York, and we born and raised up in those parts, man, we're used to it. It's not really like a big, big deal for us, honestly. It, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see when it falls, but it is a pain in the butt, you know, when it's time to get out your car and you got to clean up that mess, you know, not unless you have somebody to do it for you. But you know, we're cool with it. But you know, those like Texas, they're not really familiar with it. I'm gonna say familiar, but they're not accustomed to it. They're not really liking it because they've been hit. You know what I'm saying? Texas did not get, you know, little sprinkle, honey. Oh baby, they've been hit. Okay. And I was on Instagram last night, and I happened to come across Kirk Franklin's video, and he was saying that he was at the store, you know, getting some things for his wife, and, you know, he said people here are not, you know, familiar with this type of weather, you know what I'm saying? They don't know how to handle it, and he was doing a bird's eye view with his cam, you know, with his iPhone, showing the line of people. And it was a lot of people, man. And I guess, you know, they're getting what they need to get to, you know, to stay safe and have food in the house and all those things of that nature. And I don't even know how much snow Texas received or not. I have no clue. But I know it was a lot of snow based on what I've saw from previous videos and pictures and whatnot. So listen, guys, wherever you are hearing me right now, just stay safe. If you have to go out, take your time. If you don't, stay home. You know, my oldest daughter, you know, she doesn't work today, but her one of her best friends, you know, he was en route to go to work. But where he lives in his subdivision, you know, he got stuck. He couldn't get out. And, you know, he's assistant manager, what have you. So, you know, he was a little bit kind of concerned about not opening up the store on time. But thankfully found out that they're not opening up the store until like 1 o'clock anyway. But I'm like this, you know, listen, plus it's an outdoor mall. And I mean, who is going to come out and shop? What person is going to come out and shop in this snow, in this 10 degree weather? Okay. And it feels like -2 degrees. Who in an outdoor mall going to come out and shop? I mean, you know, you have people who would do that. My daughter said, Mom, you'd be surprised. And I'll be honest with you, I'm really not surprised. I'm just looking at them, you know, with my head twisted to the side. And, you know, I'm like, why? Is it that important for you to come and get that bra? Is it that important for you, girlfriend, to go down to Tory Secrets or whatever the child name is? Okay. And to get them underwear. Is it that serious? Is it that serious for you to go and get a return? You know what I mean? You can't wait another day. You know, is that big of a deal? But you know, hey, you go right on ahead. God bless you. You know, God have his angels wrapped around you so you won't skid on the road or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You go on. Go on, do what you got to do. But for me and my house, we're going to stay in the house. Okay, we're going to stay right here. All right? Serve ye the Lord. Have a good day. Because my baby ain't going nowhere. Okay? Both parents say nope. My husband and I say, oh, no, you're staying home today, darling. Yes. You ain't going to work. But anyway, she doesn't work during the weeks as much because, you know, she is a full-time student. So her classes pretty much has consumed, you know, her working hours. So she's mostly working, you know, on the weekends. But even if it was so, she will be home today. That's for sure. But at the end of the day, man, I'm just grateful for, you know, that my babies are here and they're safe, they're home. My youngest daughter, well, you know, at their school, you know, they have winter break. So this is winter break over here. And so she doesn't have classes or anything like that. And she's also back in school just two days out of the week. And so today would have been the day for her to go back to school. And I wouldn't know if they had school today. If it wasn't for this winter break, I don't know if they would allow them to go to school. And I don't think they would because the conditions on the road, yeah, not with those school buses, no. Mm-mm. I think they would just say, stay home. Mm-hmm. We have classes online. Mm-hmm. Yes. And let me tell you, man, you know, I'm still kind of iffy about, you know, the kids going back to school physically. You know, because as soon as, you know, our baby went back to school, it didn't take no more, maybe what, a week, if not 2 weeks, so that we receive an email stating that a student got tested positive for COVID. And I'm like, you know, I'm not surprised to hear that news because this has been like that in other schools around the country. But yet they say, you know, like, you know, but, you know, they're still going to continue have school classes, you know, kids are still coming in and all those things like that. But, you know, we just keep on doing what our part, monitoring and checking and all that stuff, making sure they ain't got a fever, blah, 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 all that good stuff or whatever. And I get that, but I'm still trying to understand why? Because if you found out this baby has COVID, then of course you got to figure out who this baby was around. And even though they had them 6 feet apart from their classes and, you know, and going from class to class or whatever, and even in their cafeteria, don't trust me, they will get connected with some of their friends, you know, because, you know, the people who are watching these kids, they're not watching them 24/7. It's a lot of kids, you know what I mean? And so you have to investigate, you know. And then not this. Now, the next week after that, we receive another email about another student that tested positive for COVID. And so, yeah, it's. But yet they still have school open for these kids. And so I don't know, man. It's just tripping me out. But all I can do is just trust God and that He has my baby wrapped up, tied up, tangled up. You know what I mean? That no weapon formed against her is going to prosper at all, you know? And that, you know, she comes home safe and feeling good and all those things of that nature, you know? And I pray that I pray the same prayer for your child. If you have children that's actively going back to school, and if you also been receiving emails like that as well of a student, you know, tested positive for COVID, you know, but yet you really can't afford to miss any more days at work. You can't afford to pay anybody to watch your child while you're at work. You know, they have to go to school, of course. And I get it. It's so frustrating. It's very, very annoying. I get it. But you know what? Trust God. God knows the whole situation, what's going on in your house. Okay. He is fully aware of what's going on in your house. And He already has the angels assigned to your children as they go from one class to the next, as they go to cafeteria, as they go on the school bus or what have you, you know. And not even just your child, but just everybody, you know, because, you know, everybody is vulnerable to this virus. So, you know, we just need to keep our school on the prayer list, you know, keep our teachers, the faculty, staff, janitors, all of that, because the janitors, they got a lot, they got a heavy load to bear, you know what I'm saying? Because they clean up the school before school officially begins. They're up there early in the wee hours in the morning, sterilizing, sanitizing, mopping, cleaning, do what they got to do before the student body comes in. And then when these kids and when everybody's gone, they still got to be the one to step, you know, to make sure everything is clean, sterilized, all of that stuff. So, you know, keep our janitors in prayer too, man, you know, because they got a lot going on too. And they have a family as well. You know what I mean? So yeah, keep them prayed up, you know? So let's get to the discussion. Now, if you remember last week, I came on and I was telling you that, you know, of course, this is February and this is Love Month, as we all know. And I said last week that I was going to come with you you know, with a different topic in reference to love, not necessarily in regards to relationship wise, as far as you and your spouse, or, you know, or your significant other or what have you, but basically making that love personal, meaning yourself. And so I want to talk to you guys about, feeling the fire, you know, feel that fire. And if you remember that old jam back in the day with Stephanie Mills, and she also did a duet with Teddy Pendergrass, you know, that jam back in the day. And I, you know, listened to the lyrics a while back, you know, just to reminisce, just to really catch up, honestly, to the lyrics, because I don't know the whole entire song verbatim. I know it, but I don't know it. So I basically just refresh myself. And, you know, I was listening to it and everything. And of course, it's a beautiful love ballad and all those things like that. But if you really just look at you, you know, and understand that the passion inside of you, that's what I really mean about feeling the fire, feeling that passion, feeling that desire of, you know, who you are as a woman. And I know I may have some men listening to me, but you can take it as well for yourself as a man. You know, if you have a significant other in your life, a beautiful wife or, you know, a girlfriend or whoever, you can share this episode with her as well. And if you excuse me, I'm drinking some tea. Forgive me. But yeah, feel the fire, guys. I just want to just put that in your ear. Of course, you know, we're in this second month of this new year, and this month is pretty much halfway gone, guys. Before you know it, it's going to be March. And, you know, a lot of you probably have, you know, decided the beginning of the year that you was going to make some moves, you will make some changes, you was going to, you know, start some new things, you know, enter into the new season and a new year and all those things. And some of you had this passion inside of you or this desire inside of you for quite some time about starting a new business, you know, starting writing a new book or, you know, starting something that you've been thinking about, praying about, dreaming about for quite some time. And I know some of you are, you know, go-getters. You go ahead and make it happen and you are right where you need to be, you know, and you're excited about the, you know, the upgrades, you're excited about what God has done so far and all those things. But I know there's others out there that may not have been moving as fast or even as consistent as you should because of the distractions going on in your life, you know, dealing with, you know, the pandemic, dealing with financial losses, dealing with family, dealing with children, dealing with school, dealing with a whole lot of stuff. And even though you're doing your best to try to stay positive and to stay focused and try to make that dream come to fruition, make those visions happen and whatnot, yet, man, it seems like something is just, you know, killing your fire. It seems like, you know, the distractions is just, you know, just being that water and that extinguisher, and it's just extinguishing, you know, that passion inside of you. And so I'm here to let you know, ladies, my sisters, that you need to eliminate those persons that are trying to burn you out. Okay, because you're going to have those haters, you're going to have, you know, those persons that's always going to say something negative in regards to what you want to do with your life. You know, they look at your age, they look at your history, and, you know, and yet you ready to start your own cooking business, or you ready to, you know, start something, and yet you and your 50s or in your 40s, and they look at you like, girl, you too old for that. Girl, you need to just sit back and let your kids or your grandkids, help you, retire or what have you, you know. And to me, you should not allow people to tell you what to do. You know what I'm saying? They don't know your future. They don't know the dreams that God had put in your spirit. If you share them all, that's dangerous right there. I don't believe you should tell your friends everything about what God has revealed to you or shared with you. Some things are just not meant to be televised, if you will, or vocalized, to your friends. Just as some things you don't need to share with them. You know, you just need to just be mysterious. You know what I'm saying? Because that will eliminate all of the stress, all of the haters, you know, all of the Debbie Downers out there, right? It's just you and God and maybe one other significant other that maybe is your spouse or your mom or whoever. And that's it. You don't need to verbalize it any further, you know? But for now, for those of you who have people like that in your life that, you know, they're nice, nasty, they're nice, but they're nasty with their comments or sarcastic with their comments. And that could definitely diffuse your fire, you know, because then you're going to start doubting your worth. You're going to start doubting, your decisions and, starting your business and opening up that store. You know, maybe you have the talent of being a florist. You love putting flowers together or what have you. Or maybe you like to, you know, have a bed and breakfast kind of thing. You know, some people have that vision, you know, and they want to start that vision, make that happen. But, you know, life, people, you know, finance, all other stuff comes in and starts to, you know, again, try to burn that fire, burn that desire, that passion out of you. Well, beloved, I want you not to allow that to happen. What God has given you, I want you to consistently let that fire burn inside of you where it will not let you sit down for no reason, that you will go and get up and stay up, and that you will not allow anybody or even yourself, you know, burn out, you know, burn yourself, burn that desire out. You know, you don't think about it anymore like you used to. You push it to the side on the table. Like, you know what? I'm just going to give it a minute. I'm going to take a break, da 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 da. And you know that minute or that break can turn into a weekend intermission. And you can afford to have a weekend intermission. You need to get yourself going and work it, honey. Make it happen. You know, you are on a mission. And on this mission, you cannot afford to take any breaks, right? You cannot afford to take any breaks. You are on assignment, right? And there are things that God has called you to do that He needs you to be focused and diligent and persistent and consistent in the mission that He has for your life. So yes, feel that fire, you know, that fuel that ignites in your soul. You know what I mean? You know what it is. You talk about it all the time. You probably write it in your journals all the time. You know, you just sing about it or whatever. You hype, you excited. And that's how it's supposed to be. You know, we get excited about other things that really don't serve no value or purpose in your life. But yet we give it undivided attention. We go ahead and give it all the love, you know, everything, right? But it doesn't reward us back because of all the time and the sacrifice you put in. Now you need to do the same thing with that passion, that dream that God has been showing you for some time. You know what they are. You know what has been, a desire of yours since you was a little girl. You know, some of you probably been doing it already. Like I said, there's some go-getters that started ever since they were young. And now you're ready to embark on new ventures or new journeys and all of that. And you making it happen by the grace of God. And then some of you, you know, you started and everything. But again, there's been challenges, there's been distractions and all of these things. And you just now, you know, seesawing it out. You know, one minute you're up and you're ready to make it happen, and one minute you're down and you're like, you know what? I don't know if I should do this anymore. I don't know if I should continue anymore. I understand now what my sister was saying, that, you know, I'm too old for this, and, you know, it's a lot to deal with. I don't have a lot of support and all of that. That who was I fooling? I was fooling myself and this, that, or whatever. No. You don't allow the distraction of the world to tell you that you're not good enough, that you can't succeed in this. What God has given you, you are more than enough equipped to make those things, those dreams come to fruition, guys. So yeah, feel the fire, y'all. Understand that, you know, you need to, first of all, you need to select the right partner in your life. And I don't mean not, you know, like your husband, you know, or your mom or whoever. Yeah, those persons, of course, you know, you could have them to support you. But the number one person that knows you from the inside as well, the outside, that knows you, I mean, every little crevice of you. I mean, he even know how many hairs are on your head, honey, is God and God alone. He is the one whom you should have as your number one partner. So when you come across those distraction moments, and when you come across those doubting moments, he will be the one to reignite your fire. He will be the one that will boost you. He will be the one that will tell you, you know, who you are and who's in you. He the one that will remind you, you know, just how precious you are to him, how beautiful you are to him. He will be the one that will keep you going, even when you are weak, yet you are strong in him, because his grace is sufficient, right? So he's the one that whom you need to build a permanent covenant relationship with. And, you know, he will guide you. He will strengthen you. He will tell you the do's and the don'ts. He will let you know beforehand, you know, as to what you're entering into. He will let you know if this person is of, you know, really cares for you, and that person really, you know, wants the best for you. He will let you know the people who to stay away from. He will be the one to tell you, you know, what's the next adventure, right? He will remind you of the greatness that he's put in you, right? Because you can't depend on people. You can't depend on people. And even though you may have people that are very dedicated and, you know, very loving and supportive, thank God for them, but they cannot be with you always. They got things going on in their life too. And when those incidents come in their life, it's going to pull them away from you, right? They won't be of service to you. They won't be of good service to you. They won't give you their undivided attention, because there's going to be some times that you will need somebody to pay attention to you, or you need somebody that's going to carry you when you're overwhelmed or when you're tired or what have you, and they will not be available to assist you that way. But you know someone who will, someone that sticks closer than any brother, someone that says, I will not ever, ever leave you, never forsake you. Come on now, that is God. And when you feel low, when you feel like you're about to burn out, that's who you call on, Jesus. When you call on his name, all things starts to shift in your life, right? Even when you don't have the strength to lift up your finger or lift up your foot. And we know how burned out we have been before, sisters. Can I get a witness, right? But when you call on Jesus, when you pray to him and talk to him, guess what? You start to feel something now. You start to feel something in your soul, in your spirit. You start to feel revived again. You get that extra pep in your step, and you start to continue on doing, you know, what you were doing before, because it's God that strengthens you. It is God that is carrying you. It is God that is lifting you up. It is God that is ministering to you. It is God that is feeding you. It is God that is fueling you and reigniting that fire, that passion back into your soul. Don't burn out. Don't burn yourself out, and don't be negative. Don't burn yourself out and don't be negative. Don't be your own destroyer. Don't be your own fire extinguisher. And you got enough of that around you as is, but don't be the one to burn yourself out, babes. Come on now, because we are our worst enemy. As soon as we mess up, then we like, man, God. Man, you too old for this, Twanta. You don't need to be doing this kind of stuff. You need to go home and start planning your retirement or something. You know? No, not. I don't think so. That's not happening. Not for a very, 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 very long time. Okay. That's how I talk to the enemy sometimes. I just let them know that is not happening, okay? Because God is preserving my youth. He is strengthening my bones. He is sharpening my mind. Hallelujah. You know, I may be 52, but I have a 25-year-old mind. Come on now. I have a 30-year-old body. Okay, I'm just keeping on the real, because I know how we get, sisters, when we, you know, when we get at this certain stage or age in our life, you know, we automatically start looking at, you know, retirement. We start looking at like, oh, well, I'm a senior citizen. That's what the world calls you. I ain't calling myself no senior citizen. I don't think so. Hello? No, I'm not. I'm sorry. That's not even in my vocabulary. Hello. Okay. God is my strength. He's my healer. He's my preserver. He's everything that I need to get me functioning and going and doing my best, right? In terms of the assignment he has for me to make these dreams that he's poured in my heart come out, right? And then to have the resources of people that he has put in my life to help me make this dream bigger and better, and that it will go ahead and serve people and be a blessing to God's people. Man, oh man, it's a beautiful thing to see what you put so much time and dedication and prayer on, just to see how much it has blessed so many folk out there. Oh my goodness. And I've been there, done that, whereas that I have burned myself out numerous of times and not realizing that it was me all along. That, yeah, there was people, of course, that had contributed to the Debbie Downers, the negative comments and all those things and what have you. But at the end of the day, I had to be the one to say, you know, Tawanta, you are an anointed woman of God, and, you know, you are God's beautiful daughter. You are the righteousness of God. You know, you are saved, you know, and healed and delivered and all these things. I had to keep on speaking this to myself, you know, and so I won't allow the distractions or the behaviors of what's going on in my life, including myself, to kill me. To kill my dreams, to kill what's inside of me. You know what I'm saying? God is not through with me yet. He is not through with you. So if there is a fire burning inside of you, girlfriend, you need to be aware and know that God got some work for you to do. And if he's been giving you these ideas and visions and dreams and you've been jotting it down on paper, what you waiting for? Hello, what you waiting for? Yeah, you may not have all the materials, all of the resources, but what you have now is it's a start. It's a start. If you got the keys and you are the car, what you waiting on? Go ahead and start driving. Go ahead and move forward. You know you can't drive a car backwards. You have to drive forward. So go ahead and take that chance. Do it. Use what you already have. Use what God has already given you. And while you are driving through, in the meantime, God has already have people that's going to come and tag along in the journey and make this dream come true faster for you. Yes, feel that fire. Don't be a Debbie Downer. Don't be a negative person. Don't speak against yourself. Speak life to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Speak life to you. Declare and decree some things for yourself, honey. Declare and decree some things over your business, over your finances, okay? Over future businesses. Declare and decree over your children. Maybe your children wants to be an entrepreneur or what have you. Speak life. Speak it. Speak it. Don't speak negative. Don't open up your mouth and say, you know what? I'm just too old for this. I just can't. This is just too much. It's too much. No, no. You say, Lord, give me the strength to endure. Give me the strength to keep moving. Give me the strength to keep persevering, oh God. You are the one that is keeping me. You're the one that is preserving me. You're the one that is feeding me with your word, oh Lord. Help me not to lean on my own understanding. Help me not to lean on my emotions. Help me to not lean on what I'm seeing physically or what I'm hearing physically. But help me, oh Lord, to look to you, to look at your kingdom, oh God. For whence come my help? My help comes from you. That's where my help is coming from. When I look up to the hills, my help is coming from him. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to exalt and praise his name all day, every day. Come on, somebody. I'm just being real with you. That's what he said in the word anyway. We're supposed to give him praise. We're not supposed to get caught up in the drama of what's going on in our life. God is fully aware of what's happening in our life. He knows exactly what is breaking your heart. He knows exactly what's tearing you down. He knows exactly what that person said to you last night. He knows exactly how you felt when you woke up this morning. But he does expect you to open up your mouth and say, Jesus, thank you for waking me up this morning. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to see this new day that is equipped with your grace and mercy and unmerited favor for my life. I am grateful today. I'm excited today. Lord, what is your will for me today? Because I feel this fire burning inside of me, oh Lord, and I am ready. I'm ready to take action. I'm ready to run with it. I'm ready to go ahead and make this thing plain. You hear what I'm saying? Yes, feel that fire. Feel the fire. Don't be playing with your emotions. Stop playing around with your emotions. Stop being that seesaw. One minute you're up, the next minute you're down because some things didn't go the way you had planned or the things or somebody said something to you and that just, you know, just deflated you and what have you. You ain't got time for that. No. You go ahead and keep on focusing on what the promises of God said to you that day. You get into his word, you get into meditation, you get into that quiet time. Do what you need to do to prepare yourself for that day so you can continuously feel that fire and continue to work towards what God has for you to do, right? Value your values. You know what is valuable to you. You know what's important to you. You know what you sacrifice on. You value that. Your morals, ladies, is totally important to you. Don't let nobody, you know, come in and cause all kind of havoc with that. Don't let nobody, you know, tell you differently based on, you know, who you are. No, don't let no man come into your life and disvalue who you are. Do you know how long it took you to get to where you are? And you gonna have some knucklehead coming in and tell you otherwise? Child, please, you better slam that door on his toe or something. You better let homie know what's up. Listen, I'm trying to keep it holy up in here, but I know how my street life will come out of me real quick. You, I'm just keeping on real, y'all. I'm just saying. Don't let nobody tell you that you are not good enough. Don't let nobody tell you that you are not beautiful enough, that you're not important enough, that you're not valuable enough. Yes, you are, because God says so, period. Let homie know. Let girlfriend know. Okay, let the enemy know. Let yourself know that God said so, that you are more than a conqueror. You had to conquer some things. You had to fight through some things. Come on, somebody. This is you are a resilient woman. You are a resilient woman for a reason, honey. The things that you went through, it was not all sunshine and daffodils and roses. Girl, there was some thorns up in there. There was some, ooh, child, there was some broken glass up in there. It was some stuff that you had to go through. You may have got cut. You may have got wounded. You may have got sliced up or whatever, but you made it. You made it. You made it by the helping grace of God. Come on, somebody. Don't let anybody tell you or disvalue who you are and who you are becoming. Because where you are now, you're not going to remain the same. As time goes on, you're going to change, darling. You're going to change now. What you're going through right now is developing you. It's preparing you. It's strengthening you. Come on now. It's teaching you some things. So by the time you upgrade to the next level, you're going to be a whole different woman. Ha ha! You're going to be a whole lot of woman. How about that? Come on, somebody. You're going to be a whole lot of woman. But you know, God is, he's breaking you in. Okay? He's breaking you in. He's tearing down the old and he is bringing out the new. He's breaking you in, darling, into this beautiful, gorgeous, anointed, powerful, resilient woman of power. Come on. You need to speak that to yourself all day, every day. Okay? You need to keep saying that to yourself. I am God's daughter, and he takes great value in me. And you need to say that. I'm a valuable woman. Hallelujah. Yes, I am. I'm a valuable woman. And I'm going to take good care of myself by the grace of God. So I won't allow anybody to disvalue me. Let it be known, and they will see you before, you know what I'm saying? They will see you before they even try to touch you. They will respect you more. You don't even have to open up your mouth because your presence will speak. Your presence will speak volumes. Yes. Give passion to get passion. Give passion to get passion, meaning that you have to be passionate about what you are doing in your ministry. You have to get excited and be excited. You know, there's people like that today. You want to know what kind of coffee they drank this morning before they got to work, or what type of alcohol they've been sipping on. You know, have they been sniffing something? Why are they always happy? Why are they always full of joy when there's so much hell going on? It's so much argument, so much drama, so much of stuff going on, and you wonder if they got any issues going on in their life. And I guarantee you, they will tell you, yes, I got hundreds of them, but I refuse to allow those issues to burn me out. I refuse, because I know the woman that I am, and God had revealed it to me of who I am in Him. So I don't have to allow those problems, those people, those issues to be a concern of mine. Because Jesus said to take all my cares and to give it to Him, because He cares for me. I need somebody to care for me, because there's sometimes I don't care for myself. But Jesus cared for me and for me. His care is enough to cover. You know what I mean? He covers me with His care and with His love. When I'm burned out, tired out, you know, He is the one that will blanket me full of His love and His care and His affection. Come on, His compassion. So yeah, I get excited, and I want people to be drawn by my passion, by my desires, my dreams and my goals, and that gets them excited. That gives them the energy and you know, that turns their situation around, or they take their eyes off their problems and start focusing on the promises of what God said that He would do for their lives. Yes, you give passion to get passion. So it's a 360 effect. Is that what it is? You know, it's a round, it's a circle. You know what I'm saying, right? You know, you give it and it comes back to you, because you're definitely going to attract people that has that same fire, you know, that same desire. You know, they're like, yeah, I know what you're talking about, because I have this dream, man. I'm so excited about, you know, making this dream come to fruition. I have all these different ideas and stuff, and man, I can't wait to get this thing going, because God has given us such, you know, the power. He's given us such the ability to be successful, man. And I know you can do it too. And you know, when you're around people like that, you can't help but, you know, just get all drawn into that moment, because it makes you feel some kind of way. It has you to really start to rethink of yourself. And you're like, you know what? I can do this too. I can make it myself. With God's help, I can do this. I can make this happen. You know, there's nothing too hard for my God. You know, and there's nothing hard for me either, because I got God in me. So why am I tripping? Why am I making it so more difficult than it really is? Because, you know, sisters, we could be a little bit special. You know, we could be a little bit fancy, a little bit over dramatic. We could be a little bit over the top. Come on, come on. You know you. You know you. And sometimes we just need to diffuse that negative energy, right? And, you know, and start to increase the positive energy of who we are and who we are becoming according to God's eyes, right? So, yes, darlings, feel that fire. Know who you are in Christ. Know that you are God's anointed child, okay? That you are one in a million, that you are gifted, you are talented. Oh my goodness, there's greatness in you. Please hear that. There's greatness in you. Just because you're 55 or you're 60, that you're not burned out, okay? You don't have 20% left of life in you. Stop believing the lies of the enemy, honey. There's more in you. And God is trying to get your attention to let you know, daughter, I have something great that I want to show you, that I want to take you to, that I want to direct you to. If you only trust me and believe and don't doubt, don't allow your problems or your insecurities to diffuse this fire that I have put in you. Feel that fire, my sisters. Feel that fire every single day. When you get that urge, baby, make it happen. Go ahead and put in some time and invest that time in into that project, into that business, into that book writing, into that ministry, or whatever that you, that God has given you the talent and the skills to do. Make it happen and do it consistently, doing with honor and with integrity, right? Don't waver in it. Just do it, right? And jot down your journey. Put it down on paper and write down your journey and see just how much you have progressed and see how much you have grown and see the change from the inside, because God is working things on the inside of your heart. Yes, ladies, ask God to help you with your heart, because in order for that fire to consistently burn in you, you need God to help you get rid of all of the soot, all of the dirt, all of the foulness that you had embedded in your heart for such a long time. There's a lot of us that are still carrying a lot of broken pieces of a broken marriage, of a broken relationship, of a broken promises. And now it's time to be healed once and for all. It's time to be whole again. Because you can't do nothing until you are whole again. You cannot, you know, move forward in your life. You can try if you want to, but I guarantee you it's not going to get you further than where you are now. But if you want to accelerate and be consistent with that acceleration, then yeah, this is the time for you to allow God to come in and to be that broom, if you will, and start sweeping out all of that soot, all of that debris, all of that dirt, all of that gunk out of your heart. And he is a doctor that can give you a brand new heart. He can teach you how to love all over again. Listen, y'all, I'm a living testimony of what God can do, because he's helping me to start loving all over again, because this girl has been broken. This girl's heart has been broken too. Honey, pieces so small, and I love puzzles, but this one here, I cannot fix. I cannot put together, because that's how broken my heart has been. And only God is the one that can mend it and fix it. He's the one that can give me a whole new heart, because I want to love the way he loves, right? I don't want to be sometimey. I don't want that love that was given to me, and now I'm going to go ahead and do the same thing. No, because that's toxic. That's poison. No. God is not a sometime love. God loves all the time. He is love. His love doesn't fade. His love doesn't die out. Even when we fall back, even when we mess up, even when we run away from him, when we repent and we come back, his love still is the same. Come on, somebody. I want to have that forgiving heart. I want to have that giving heart to love freely and to be free, right? So yes, I am a living witness that God is working in me. He is doing wonderful things in me. I'm not where I used to be, but I thank God that where I'm going is going to be even better than where I was before. So yes, allow him, ladies, to come in your heart and help you to get rid of those issues that you've been holding on for too long. It's time to start living again. It's time to be free, right? It's time to feel the fire, baby. Yes, honey, feel that fire, boo-boo. And why don't you go ahead and treat yourself and listen to, you know, my girl Stephanie Mills You know, she did this song, I think, solo. And then eventually she tagged along with Teddy Pendergrass to do that song together. And even Peabo Bryson. Peabo Bryson did the song back in 1977. So, you know, if y'all are a Peabo Bryson fan out there, you know that brother got a beautiful voice. My goodness gracious. Woo! I mean, his voice hits you right in the bone marrow. Okay, that's how beautiful his voice is. But why not? Just go ahead and go on YouTube and just put, you know, put Feel the Fire, and it has the list of Stephanie Mills, Teddy Pendergrass, and Peabo Bryson. And just be, and just enjoy the sound, man. Enjoy that beautiful sound of music, okay? Well, listen, guys, I hope this blessed you. I hope this came right on time for my sisters out there. And if there's brothers listening, hello, my brothers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I hope this blessed you too as well, because we got to be reminded of, you know, how powerful God's love is. You know, he loves us unconditionally. If no one has not told you, I'm telling you now, God loves you. Please let that resonate in your ear, all the way into your heart and to your spirit. God loves you. Nothing will ever change that. Nothing will ever block it. Nothing will ever stop him from loving you. Oh, that is something deep right there. Woo! Come on, somebody, right? So I hope you have a good day or evening. Please stay safe, y'all. If you don't need to go out, stay home, chill, relax. Go ahead and binge on Netflix. Have yourself an own love party, okay? I know Valentine's Day has passed and all of that, but Valentine's Day is every day, because God showcases his love all the time, right? So we should be grateful for his love. You know, we should be grateful for the gifts that he keeps on giving to his children. Come on, somebody. The gift of life, the gift of his grace and his mercy, unmerited favor. Come on now. That right there is the best gifts ever. The gift of life. Oh, baby doll. Forget the chocolates and the flowers. And I like them too. But those gifts that I just mentioned, oh, come on. I'm grateful. And they're brand new every morning. Woo! Yes, I love gifts like that. It's fresh, brand new. Nobody touched it. Nobody contaminated it. Nothing. It is all new for me, because God loves me so. Ooh, come on. I love that. So we're going to close out with a prayer, y'all. Oh, man. I love you, my sisters. I am so thankful for your support. You still hanging tight with me. This is so humbling. It really, really is. And I know that God is going to do wondrous, wonderful, great things for this podcast, for this ministry. I am totally hype about it. I cannot wait to see what he has for me and for this phenomenal platform. So we're going to close out with a prayer. So God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for my listeners. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for you. Thank you for your love, oh God. Help us, oh Lord, to learn how to love all over again, so that we can be able to be free within, and we allow that fire to ignite and to stay burning consistently. Help us, oh God, to not diffuse the fire that you have already put in inside of us. When we feel overwhelmed, when we feel like we're being attacked, when we feel like we don't have support, we cry out to you. Because you said you would never, you would never, you would never leave us nor forsake us. That is a promise. That is a covenant promise that will never be broken. Help us, oh Lord, to heed to that promise. Help us, oh God, to come running to you when we feel tired, when we feel low, when we feel like we can't go on. Because it is you, oh Lord, that strengthens us when we are weak, when we are low. Oh, it's you, oh Lord, that continues to feed us and strengthen us and guide us and cover us and protect us, oh God. Help us, oh Lord, to not lean on our own understanding, but that we look up to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. You are our helper. You are our keeper. Thank you, Father God. Help us, O Lord, to let this fire keep on burning as it should all day, every day. Oh, we give you praise today, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.